is to prevent an attacker from spoofing a request to disable an account and then calling to troubleshoot the user's inability to access the computer system. When the social engineer calls, posing as a technician with pre-existing knowledge of the user's inability to log in, the victim often complies with a request to reveal his or her password during the troubleshooting process. 7. Disabling network ports or devices. Policy. No employee should disable any network device or port for any unverified technical support personnel. Explanation. The intention of this policy is to prevent an attacker from spoofing a request to disable a network port and then calling the worker to troubleshoot his or her inability to access the network. When the social engineer, posing as a helpful technician, calls with pre-existing knowledge of the user's network problem, the victim often complies with a request to reveal his or her password during the troubleshooting process. 8. Disclosure of procedures for wireless access. Policy. No personnel should disclose procedures for accessing company systems over wireless networks to any parties not authorized to connect to the wireless network. Explanation. Always obtain prior verification of a requester as a person authorized to connect to the corporate network as an external user before revealing wireless access information. See Verification and Authorization Procedures. 9. User Trouble Tickets. Policy. The names of any employees who have reported computer-related problems should not be revealed outside the Information Technology Department. Explanation. In a typical attack, a social engineer will call the help desk and request the names of any personnel who have reported recent computer problems. The caller may pretend to be an employee, vendor, or an employee of the telephone company. Once he obtains the names of persons reporting trouble, the social engineer, posing as a help desk or technical support person, contacts the employee and says he/she is calling to troubleshoot the problem. During the call, the attacker deceives the victim into providing the desired information or into performing an action that facilitates the attacker's objective. 10. Initiating execute commands or running programs. Policy. Personnel employed in the IT department who have privileged accounts should not execute any commands or run any application programs at the request of any person not personally known to them. Explanation. A common method attackers use to install a Trojan horse program or other malicious software is to change the name of an existing program and then call the help desk complaining that an error message is displayed whenever an attempt is made to run the program. The attacker persuades the help desk technician to run the program himself. When the technician complies, the malicious software inherits the privileges of the user executing the program and performs a task which gives the attacker the same computer privileges as the help desk employee. This may allow the attacker to take control of the company system. This policy establishes a countermeasure to this tactic by requiring that support personnel verify employment status prior to running any program at the request of a caller. Computer Administration. 1. Changing Global Access Rights. Policy. A request to change the global access rights associated with an electronic job profile must be approved by the group assigned the responsibility of managing access rights on the corporate network. Explanation. Authorized personnel will analyze each such request to determine whether the change might entail a threat to information security. If so, the responsible employee will address the pertinent issues with the requester and jointly arrive at a decision about the changes to be made. 2. Remote access requests. Policy. Remote computer access will only be provided to personnel who have a demonstrated need to access corporate computer systems from off-site locations. The request must be made by an employee's manager and verified as described in the Verification and Authorization Procedures section. Explanation. Recognizing the need for off-site access into the corporate network by authorized personnel, limiting such access only to people with a need may dramatically reduce risk and management of remote access users. The smaller the number of people with external dial-up privileges, the smaller the pool of potential targets for an attacker. Never forget that the attacker also may target remote users with the intent of hijacking their connection into the corporate network, or by masquerading as them during a pretext call. 3. Resetting privileged account passwords. Policy. A request to reset a password to a privileged account must be approved by the system manager or administrator responsible for the computer on which the account exists. The new password must be sent through intracompany mail or delivered in person. Explanation. Privileged accounts have access to all system resources and files stored on the computer system. Naturally, these accounts deserve the greatest protection possible. 4. Outside support personnel remote access. Policy. No outside support person, such as software or hardware vendor personnel, may be given any remote access information or be allowed to access any company computer system or related devices without positive verification of identity and authorization to perform such services. If the vendor requires privileged access to provide support services, the password to the account used by the vendor shall be changed immediately after the vendor services have been completed.